NerdErotic.com.
Kevin Feige came out and said he is not going to reboot. They're not rebooting the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're resetting it. Okay? They're resetting it. Post-Secret Wars. You guys have all heard the spoilers from Doomsday. They are all correct. What you haven't heard is what happens post-Secret War. I am of the belief they should do a hard reboot. They should recast everybody. That's not going to happen. There's a rumor out there. I hinted to it a couple of days ago in a stream that Robert Downey Jr. will not be playing Dr. Doom after this. Robert Downey Jr., this is a rumor I totally heard from somebody else on the internet. Robert Downey Jr. will be returning to play Iron Man.
What?
That's the rumor that I heard that I can go,
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. will be returning to play Iron Man. I doubt this shocks anybody, but the first question I had was, why? He's in his 60s.
Yeah.
And how they approach that and stuff, I know, but I can't say. But Robert Downey Jr. will be returning to play Iron Man.
So a variant of Tony Stark is coming back into the MCU.
No, it is not a variant, as far as I know.
So does he return in Secret Wars? Is that...
Listen, I've heard this from more than one person.
Does this happen at the end of Doomsday?
No. There'll be an Iron Man movie.
Okay. Do they just not?
Well, they're going to start with the X-Men. I mean, Kevin Feige made that clear, and that's probably the smart thing to do. And I've said from the get-go, pay attention to that X-Men casting completely, because that will tell you what direction they're going in. But I think this already tells you that they're not rebooting, they're resetting, they're going to keep some people, they're going to let it go. And my guess is, because at the end of Secret Wars, everything got combined into one timeline, and it sounds like everybody's memory is going to be erased, and they're just going to continue on with like erased memories.
That's weird. So, well, I have a question then. It ties in. So Spider-Man Brand New Day is coming out. We saw that new trailer. Yep. Sadie Sink is in it as Jean Grey. Is she Jean Grey from a different timeline, a different multiverse, so that when Scott Summers, Cyclops, sees not Famke Janssen, Jean Grey, but Sadie
Green
Sink,
Jay.
Green Jay is a new character. Jean Grey, when he sees her, is he going to be like, oh, wow, you're Jean Grey. You've lost a lot of weight and you've gotten younger. What's his reaction going to be? Are they combined? Yeah. Is she in Doomsday? Sadie Sink, Jean Grey? Because I think Famke Janssen is not.
No.
Famke Janssen, whatever.
No, Sadie Sink is not in Doomsday. And I want to make it clear, like, so I heard a Clownfish video this morning while I was on my walk, and they mentioned the rumor. I don't know who, like, do not give me credit, okay, because somebody else came out with this rumor. I don't know who it was, though. And I heard it on Clownfish, and I'm like, okay, so I can talk about this now because somebody else has already talked about it, and I've heard it from, we'll just say, multiple people.
Okay.
And this is the thing I was talking about. If you pay attention to every stream, which I know all of you do, this is the thing I was talking about months ago that, I'll tell you. Again, I want to dial back the breaking the internet thing, because that's what I said at the time. I'm like, I think most people are just going to expect this at this point. So maybe I was a little too excited back then. But that's what's going to happen.
Real quick, do you think that the Marvel Hall H panel at Comic-Con, they'll announce Downey coming back as Iron Man, and that'll be the big, because we've already seen the trailer. They're doing a panel for a little over an hour. It's the last panel, so it goes over. They're going to have to show more than the Doomsday trailer.
They could.
Again, could they announce what's beyond Doomsday, like
Secret I think 14? That's a possibility. I think it would be more likely they announce some X-Men casting first, but okay. Like, who knows? Like, maybe they do. I was surprised, as you know, Chris, when they were going to roll with Downey at Comic-Con, because I thought they were going to, for as Dr. Doom, because I thought they were going to sit on that. Mm-hmm. And that's another, I mean, I knew that one too. And I told all my friends. I did. But my friends are good and they keep their mouth shut. I love Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. Everybody loves it. And as far as like a very safe decision, that's what it is. I don't think it's necessarily a smart one. I think it's a terrible one. I think they have to suck it up and reboot and recast, because now we're in the position, and like, I don't know this, but Steve Rogers being Cap, I think is, I mean, it sounds like to me, it's kind of done. Like after this, it's done. No more Steve Rogers, Captain America.
What do you think about Downey's Doom voice?
I didn't like it.
Well, here he is. I have a quick clip here of him on the junket circuit for Tropic Thunder. He does the voice.
Totally style.
Iron
the most whatever. Famous mass murderer. Totally style.
Iron
the most whatever. Famous mass murderer.
That's him doing the Doom voice way back during the Tropic Thunder junket.
Yeah, I mean, I just expected more. Again, I hold him to a higher standard because he's actually a very good actor. And yeah, it's kind of like the Thing voice. I was underwhelmed with the Thing voice. It needed to be like gravelly, you know, because he's rock.
And I agree with you, Gary. It should be modulated in
The mask.
Like just something to it to give it more menace.
Well, Darth Vader is based on Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
What's really awesome about Darth Vader? His modulated James Earl Jones voice.
Yeah.
You know, Robert Downey Jr. coming back as Iron Man eventually. Again, they're starting with Fantastic Four with X-Men. And then they have all kinds of other problems. You're going to stick with Pedro Pascal, who's terrible as Reed, and 50. And Vanessa Kirby, who I like, but she's got a lot of work done now. She's 40. So you want your franchise to last, 10 years? So she'll be 50 and he'll be 60 when it's done. They're too old. I'm not saying they had to be 20. I say there's a happy medium. Maybe make them 35 when you start out. And also, what are you going to recast Dr. Doom? Like, you just took your best villain and basically took him off the board for a gimmick to get people back so you can have Robert Downey Jr. play him. I would rather, and I think most people would have rather had somebody else play Dr. Doom.
Yes. Like Mads Mikkelsen was always that would be such a great choice.
Yeah.
He's got that menace, you know?
Like, so I think they're cooked. I think it's a half measure. They're afraid to fully change. And they're going to stick with Kamala Khan and certain things. And I think they will get rid of some. I think some are done. I think Shang-Chi's going to kind of done because he's awfully lippy online.
Did you see him, Simu Liu, getting all upset? They said, recommended viewing before you see Doomsday. And Shang-Chi was not on the list.
Aw, poor Simu Liu. Remember when he called me out and others for saying he flopped, which he did?
Oh, my God.
No excuses. Typical. If you don't have time to revisit the entire MCU, Marvel dropped a suggested watch list minus Shang-Chi, Deadpool, Wolverine, in my opinion, and Loki. On this, and then they put Infinity War, Fantastic Four, Thunderbolts, Wakanda Forever, Thor, Love, and Thunder. What's the one below that?
X-Men.
The first X-Men, Endgame, and Age of Ultron for some reason. And then Simu Liu's like, typical.
Oh my God.
Who's gayer, Simu Liu or Pedro Pascal?
Simu Liu.
I don't know. That's a lot of gay.
That's a lot of gay. I think it's fucking hilarious. The most hilarious criticism came from China when they called him ugly.
They
don't hold back.
No. So, Doomsday, listen, the outside of Batman and Spider-Man, the superhero movie is done. Done. It's done. You know, you'll always be able to sell Spider-Man, and they even fucked that up a little bit, but people still like Andrew Garfield. But the like Amazing Spider-Man is fucking terrible. That is a terrible movie, co-written by Alex Kurtzman. And even the Batman, the Batman didn't light the world on fire. Not with me, for sure. But you can't say it lit the world on fire. And its sequel is coming out 6 years later. But you can still make Batman. And they're going to have to do like one-offs. And then Kevin Feige admitting that he's a loser for not being able to do a fucking Blade movie. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. If you can't do a Blade movie, ugh. And then Kevin Feige invoking the comics when it comes to Secret Wars is unbelievable, because he got outed by Bo DeMeo and others, by the way, behind the scenes, of being very much against the people who are comic fans. Because Kevin Feige, the whole, like, he was a comic fan, that was a myth. That was a myth probably started by Kevin Feige. Kevin Feige, in truth, based on what I've heard, is either a bigger Star Wars fan or a bigger Star Trek fan. He's a big Star Trek fan, to the point where he wanted Disney to buy Star Trek at one point, and then Disney said it wasn't worth it.
They're right.
How much time? Do I have enough time to tell the Ant-Man story?
Let's hear the Ant-Man story.
20 minutes.
Hear the Ant-Man story.
I think I might know what this is, but go ahead.
Oh, you've heard it. You know who we heard it from, the same person.
Oh my God. It's a brilliant story.
So let me get all the, why am I blanking on her name now? Wasp.
Her face is in my head. Oh my God. Evangeline Lilly.
Evangeline Lilly. Yeah. Okay. This concerns, Michelle Pfeiffer and Evangeline Lilly. And, the director was Peyton Reed. Okay. Peyton Reed. And this was on Commie Mania. There was a disturbance on set between Michelle Pfeiffer and Evangeline Lilly over COVID restrictions. So I'm going to side with Evangeline Lilly on her position of COVID restrictions 100%. 100%. And she got really upset. And apparently how it goes is Michelle Pfeiffer tried to calm it down by going, listen, I understand your position and I respect it, but we still have a movie and these are the rules, and you're going to, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but you got to stop, you know, shaming the crew or whatever was going on. I don't know if that really happened, because it probably comes from a perspective of conform. Right. So I'm going to show all my respect to Evangeline Lilly for standing her ground on the COVID restrictions. But what happened was, after that, Chris, correct me if I recount this wrong. She got in a fight with Michelle Pfeiffer. Evangeline Lilly stormed off. Peyton Reed followed her, like touched her on the shoulder. And then she decked Peyton Reed and injured him.
He got injured badly I think it might have been an accident. It wasn't intentional.
It was an accident. Yeah, she didn't mean to, like, she swung around and it knocked him over.
Yeah, yeah.
It injured him severely. Like, severely. Yeah. That's why Ant-Man is dying and the fucking franchise is done. Is that happened, and she won't be back.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's weird, because another thing I heard about, you know, we've heard lots of rumors about Avengers Doomsday being a mess. I've heard some revision to that it's like too big. They're trying to cut to a running time. And you probably heard Rob that from Burnett. Yeah. Rob said that because he read the script. He said the script as written is 3 hours, 15 minutes. The runtime they're trying to meet is 2:45. You're going to cut all the character stuff in the beginning. That's the fun stuff that establishes and makes you care. That's all going to be gone just to cliff notes it. That's why did you feel that beginning of the FF movie was just like so rushed?
Oh, because they cut a bunch out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They cut out John Malkovich.
Yeah, whole action scene at the beginning. So, And so that's what I hear. And I think, and what I also heard addendum to that is there are egos involved when everyone, every actor who got involved in the MCU was not big. Downey was like washed up at the time. Chris Evans was not a star. Neither was Mark Ruffalo or Chris Hemsworth. No one who was cast was a star. They were solid actors at various stages of their career. And now they've got, they've got big egos. And so part of it is ego. So they're trying to edit this thing and you have too many cooks, too many people fighting for like that. What about that one scene? I said that great line. You're cutting that out. And that's what happens. And you see movies like name any franchise. If it exists on too long a timeline, you end up getting actors directing the movies. You know, Leonard Nimoy had to do, if you want me back as Spock, I got to direct Star Trek 3. Then he did Star Trek 4. Then Shatner's like, well, if you want me back, I need to direct Star Trek 5. Might be the worst of that chunk of
movies. It is, but I still like it.
I said, you know what? I have fondness for it. But the point is, these franchises, the long...
Poor Shatner's going to direct him climbing fucking El Capitan.
Yeah, that was funny.
At the Yosemite.
Row your boat. You know, your Star Trek. But anyways, so when any franchise exists on a long enough timeline with the same actors and talent, egos take over to the detriment of the franchise. Okay? Put that on a t-shirt. All right? I want to get my quote t-shirt like Gary's wearing right now. But this is where the MCU is. That's why you like, oh my God, like they're not going to reboot. That's why you just start a new group of X-Men, right? New actors, whatever. I still think it would not be great, but whatever. They're kind of stuck. I think the best thing they could have done, everyone said this, after Endgame, you just quietly start X-Men, Fantastic Four, non-franchises, and just tell other stories. You don't need to continue on the same timeline. I think that's the thing people are tired of. Like you've repeated, connected universes. I think that's dead. Not the, and Spider-Man and Batman movies, those are healthy. I think huge mistake to move frickin' Batman 2 to 2028. What how moronic.
Why did Hollywood stop? I mean, Hellboy, they made a Hellboy a few years ago and it's fucking terrible. And then they made another like really independent Hellboy, which was very independent, almost like a fan film, which was weird.
Yeah.
But they're not doing other comic book adaptations. They're not really taking a crack at other, like, if it was so damn healthy, why didn't somebody take another shot at The Shadow or, you know, whatever? And they haven't. Where's Todd McFarlane? Where's your fucking Spawn movie? I think you had a chance a few years ago to bring Spawn back and didn't. It's weird. But no, it's just Marvel and DC. DC's dead. It's a dead cinematic universe. Not that it was ever alive. But yeah, they're just going to have to go to adapting one-off stories.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.